Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Does it matter if we live disorganized lives? Does God care about our clutter? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. TV personality and author Jody Watson joined us with answers and strategies to purge with passion. That's the title of her latest book, offering organization principles from a Christian perspective. Meet the founder and president of Supreme Organization. She took on that provoking question. What does God care about our clutter?
I mean, I've done organizing and I help people get organizing for many years. And what I see is that it's never about the stuff. There is always a deeper issue going on. So I was always seeking to find out the why behind the disorder and the disorganization in people's lives. And then taking that one step further, when we actually apply our worldview of what organization is and order, and then look at a biblical view of what that is, that even takes us to a whole nother level. We tend to have, you know, a vision of organization. Like if you think of all the magazines and those amazing pictures of beautifully organized spaces, which are great. I mean, that's what I do. I help people get to that point in their homes. But usually it's seen as the end goal. And I found that, you know, as a student of Eternity Bible College, it really was a turning point for me when I started to really study the Bible and seeing that God has a story. And how does what I do fit in to his plan for this planet? And you can see that right back at the very beginning, from the onset, God created this world and it was in perfect order. And it was us that sort of messed it up. We stepped out of God's will and we disobeyed him. We wanted to go our own way. And so as a result, this world was plunged into chaos. And it's sort of been in chaos, not sort of, but it has been in chaos ever since. And I think that the disorder and the level of chaos that people are feeling and overwhelm in their lives is linked absolutely directly to that. So thankfully, though, you know, God has not forsaken us. He does have a plan to restore order to his world. And his desire is to rescue us and to set his world to rights. And we know that in the Old Testament, God established a plan to restore blessing back to us through Abraham. And in the New Testament, he sent his son to redeem the earth and restore it to its original order. So Jesus really is God's plan to rescue his creation. And through his life and death and resurrection, God has given us an opportunity to become a new creation, to do things differently, to live as he originally intended us to live. And as Christians, those of us who are in Christ, instead of life being lived for ourselves now, it's about living for Jesus. So consequently, when we place Jesus at the very center of our world and we commit to serving him, we become a part of God's plan to restore order.